我们读一段圣经，在提摩太前书第三章第十五节。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节，保罗说：“倘若单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。”
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, "If I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth."
感谢主，教会今年要庆祝30周年的庆祝。
Then the Lord, this year we're going to celebrate 30th anniversary.
兴奋吗
？Are you excited?
Amen. Hallelujah.哇，三十年了！
哇 ，30 years has gone by。
三十年不是很短的日子啊。
30 years actually is not a short time。
回想这三十年之间呢
？As we recall these past 30 years，
我自己从满头黑发到现在勉强遮盖。
From full of black hair now is hardly able to cover my head。
我看见多少弟兄姐妹从单身到结婚呢
？See many brothers and sisters from single into married life。
从祭坛之约现在到儿女成群。
From making their vow in the altar and now have children, many many children。
这三十年之间，我主持过多少婚礼啊
？And 30 years I conducted many wedding ceremonies。
婴儿奉献礼。
And children dedication。
当然也有很多追思礼。
Of course, there are many funeral services as well。
我看着一代过去，一代又来。
So one generation has gone by, and another generation coming up.
多少弟兄姐妹在其中长大成熟。
And many brothers and sisters have grown and become mature in our church.
多少的孩子，我看他们从小长在教会长大。
So many children I see them as a very small kid, and now they have grown up to be adults.
现在已经成家生儿育女。
And now they have their own family, have children.
我就看见在这里，我们真的有一个属灵的大家庭。
Indeed, I see here we have this spiritual big family.
Amen.
Amen.
而你我就是这个大家庭当中的一份子。
And you are a member of this big family of God.
那么今天我们成为神的家庭中的一份子，我们应当如何行呢
？So today we are members of God's family. What we need to do?
所以今天早上从三方面来思想，我们怎么样委身在教会的生活当中。
So from three areas, we're going to see how we can commit ourselves to the family of God.
首先，第一个，我们应当委身于教会的肢体生活。
First of all, we need to commit to the church body life.
为什么我们需要委身在教会的肢体生活呢
？Why do we need to commit ourselves to church body life?
在今天所读的圣经里面，保罗很清楚地告诉我们说，因为教会是神的家。
From today's passage, Paul has told us clearly.The church is the household of God.
家是什么地方
？What is family? What is home?
家就是塑造我们生命的地方。
Home is a place where our life has been molded.
我们从小长大，家庭对我们影响是很深远。
As we grow up, we know that the impact of the family is very great to us.
不但是我们的外表。
Not just our appearance.
当然，我们看见很多的孩子，你看见他就知道他老爸是谁了。
Of course, you see some of the kids, you can tell who their parent is.
不但是外表我们很像
Not only that we are similar in our appearance
甚至我们的个性我们的喜好
Even our character, our hobbies
其实都可以看见家庭的影响在其中
We can see the family impact in it
所以我们常常说从孩子身上可以看见父母的影子在他身上
Therefore we say from the children we can see the parent shadow in them
的确家庭是一个塑造我们生命的地方
Actually family is a place where our life has been molded
那同样一个属灵的家庭也是一个塑造我们属灵生命的地方。
Similarly, spiritual family is a place whereby our spiritual life can be molded.
我常想到彼得嘛。
I often think of Peter.
你知道，当彼得还没有遇见主的时候
，Before Peter met Jesus,
他只是个渔夫啊。
He was just a fisherman.
他肉身家庭所带给他的就是职业上的一个技术。
His original family only bring him some skill to be a fisherman.
我常在想，如果彼得从来没有遇见过主的话
I think if Peter were not to encounter Jesus
他可能他一辈子就是一个技术很好但是这个脾气不大好的
Maybe throughout his whole life he's a very good fisherman but bad temper
但是当他遇见主耶稣基督之后
But after he had met Jesus
他就开始进入一个很大的属灵的家庭当中
He has entered into a very big family of God
他的生命开始被磨练了
That his life has been challenged
三次不认主的经验叫他学习在众人面前谦卑下来。
The three times he denied Jesus has helped him to be humble before God.
以前彼得讲话很大声。
In the past, he speak very loudly.
做事一马当先。
And always be the first one to act.
从那天开始讲话就小声。
From that day onward, he learned to be very soft spoken.
当他被关在监狱里面的时候
When he was in prison,
弟兄姐妹为他通宵祷告。
Brothers and sisters pray for him night and day.
或者在半夜天使显现。
In the middle of night, angels appear to him.
把他从监狱里面救出来。
And rescue him from the prison cell.
他立刻回到教会。
Immediately return to the church.
才发现他的弟兄姐妹继续在忠心的、迫切的为他祷告。
He discovered that his brothers and sisters were earnestly, faithfully praying for him.
他开始明白他何等需要弟兄姐妹的带导与扶持。
He realized how much he need the support and the prayer of the brothers and sisters.
真的，如果你仔细看呢，彼得前后书啊，这两本书。
Indeed, when you read First and Second Peter,
你看这个彼得前后书里面那个彼得。
And Peter in First and Second Peter,
你不得不承认是跟四福音中的彼得是完全不一样。
You cannot admit that it's totally different from the Paul Gospel Peter.
四福音中的彼得是年轻时代的彼得。
And Peter in the four gospel he was young.
是性情很不稳定的彼得。
And very unstable emotionally.
可是彼得前后书是他晚年的时候的彼得。
But when he was advanced in age, he wrote this first and second Peter.
完全不一样。
Totally different.
充满了智慧。
Filled with wisdom.
充满了爱心。
Filled with love.
充满了权柄。
Filled with authority.
是一个属灵的领袖。
It's a spiritual leader.
我们看见彼得的改变一点不是因为肉身的家庭带给他的。
So we see how Peter has changed not from his original family.
彼得生命的改变是当他委身在一个属神的大家庭当中。
His life changed because as he committed himself to this spiritual big family.
他的生命就因为弟兄姐妹的关系而被改变了。
And his life changed because of the relationship with the brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，我真的要鼓励你要委身于教会的肢体生活。
Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to commit yourself to church body life.
委身在教会的小组的生活。
And commit yourself to church life group.
而且无论你多忙啊
，No matter how busy you are,
我都毫无歉意的要求你来参与教会。
Without apology, I invite you to come and join the church.
因为我知道，只有透过委身，你的生命才能够被塑造跟改变。
Only through your commitment that your life can be changed, can be molded.
Amen.
Amen.
这些年我在教会里面看见多少弟兄姐妹被兴起啊
！So this many years, I see how many brothers and sisters have been.Bless.
我们看见在教会的侍奉当中，生命被改变。
And in the church ministry, how their life has been changed.
家庭被复兴。
And family been revived.
我看见很多本来是很冷漠的弟兄姐妹。
And some people who are not really filled with passion.
现在变得热情充沛。
And now is full of passion.
充满伟大的梦想。
And now filled with great dreams.
立志为神做大事。
And wanted to do great things for God.
你是不是这样？
Are you one of them?
Amen.
Amen.
好像不是太多，你是不是这样的？
Are you one of them? Not too many of you, huh?
哎，你知道每次我去分堂去带领聚会的时候
，Whenever I lead meeting in our daughter churches,
我有机会都碰到一些从我们教会搬到那个地方去的弟兄姐妹。
Opportunity to see some brothers who move from here to the daughter church there.
我都会很奇怪。
I feel it's very strange.
因为本来这些弟兄姐妹在我们教会看起来都没怎么样的。
In our church, they were so nothing special.
一到那边好像个个变成小火球一样。
Well, but when they arrive in the daughter church, become a small fireball.
又唱又跳。
Oh, they dance and sing.
又带敬拜，又带祷告。
And lead worship and lead prayer.
他们说，因为我们有生命和的恩膏在我们身上。
I say, oh, because we have the river of life anointing on us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，这些年对我自己而言，在侍奉过程当中
，Brothers, in the ministry process for me,
不是没有眼泪。
It's not that without tears.
不是说不辛苦。
It's not that it's not hard.
说真的，常常东奔西走是很辛苦。
As you travel around the world, it's really very hard.
又要牧会，又要宣教，是很辛苦。
To pastor the church, also to do mission, is very hard.
可是我要知道一件事情。
I want you to know this.
有一件事情是真的让我能够擦干眼泪继续向前。
The one thing that helped me to wipe away the tears and continue to move forward.
那就是当我看见一个一个摆在我面前生命改变的见证。
It is one after another that I can see how life has been changed.
我没有办法不被激励而勇敢向前。
I cannot but be encouraged to continue to move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
那我常，我常听见弟兄姐妹对我说
，I often hear brothers and sisters say to me，
刘牧师，谢谢你的信息。
Pastor Don, thank you for your message，
让我心被感动，能够继续向前。
That once again move me so that I can continue to move forward。
那我也要对你们说
，I also want to say to you，
谢谢你们的摆上啊
，Thank you for your commitment，
是你们生命的见证，让我也不能够停留，要继续向前。
Because of your life testimony, so that I cannot stop but continue to move forward。
为你们自己鼓掌吧
，Let's applaud for yourself。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
所以要委身在教会的肢体生活。
Therefore, you need to commit yourself to the church body life.
太重要了。
So important.
让我们的生命能够在神手中被塑造。
And so that our life can be changed in the hands of God.
第二
，second，
要参与教会的侍奉。
Participate in the church ministry.
要参与教会的侍奉。
Participate in the church ministry.
因为教会不但是神的家，教会也是你我的家。
So it's not only is God's household, also your household and my household.
既然这是你的家
Since this is your house,
你就必须学习做一个好主人、啊、
They need to be a good host
因为你来不是做客人
Because you are not here to be a guest
你知道在一个家里做主人跟做客人是不大一样
I think in a house to be a guest and to be a host is different
如果你到人家家做客
If you are the guest at somebody's house
你看见地毯脏了
If you see some dirt on the carpet
你会怎么样呢
What do you do?
你就装作没看见
You pretend that you do not see them
而且你说好漂亮的房子、啊、
They'll say, oh, such a beautiful house.
我告诉你就是猪窝你也说漂亮我告诉你
Even though like, the pig's pen you see also beautiful.
可是如果你是主人、啊、
But if you're the host,
那就不同了嘛
It's different.
你看见家里又脏又乱
You see the house is in mess or in dirt.
你就会主动会清一下
They'll take initiative to clean them.
那个门啊窗坏了
Or even door and the window is broken.
你就赶快会修理一下
They're going to repair them.
你看见哪里不足你就会补上嘛
You see, whatever that is lacking, you want to fulfill them.
弟兄姐妹，今天你来到教会，你是个做主人呢，还是做客人呢？
Brothers and sisters, as you come to church today, are you a host or a guest?
我今天看见很多的基督徒来到教会，他们好像不能够享受教会生活，其实是因为他们问错了一个问题。
I see many people, brothers and sisters, when they come to the church, they cannot enjoy the church life because they ask a wrong question.
他们常问说，为什么没有人关心我呢？
They ask why there's nobody care for me.
其实服事永远从我们自己开始。
Actually, ministry is always starting with us.
当你开始去服事别人的时候
，When you begin to serve others,
神的爱就能够开始在我们中间涌流了。
And the love of God can flow out of us.
所以在教会当中，我们应当学习问一个最重要的问题。
Therefore, in the church, we need to ask the most important question.
那就是主啊，你要我在教会里面做什么？
It is Lord, what do you want me to do in the church?
我们每一个人都应当参与在教会的侍奉当中。
Every one of us need to participate in the church ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
不但是参与，而且要尝试在不同的侍奉当中。
Not just involved in the church ministry, but you need to try different ministry.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为只有在尝试的过程当中，你才会发觉到自己的恩赐跟才干合适在哪些侍奉的岗位上。
Only through trying different ministry, then you find out which ministry is fitted for your gift and your talent.
你知道，有些时候我看到一些基督徒啊，常常有一种错误的想法。
I see many brothers and sisters have this wrong idea.
他们总觉得说，如果不能做到最好，我就根本不做。
They will say that if I cannot do the best, then I will not do it at all.
但这是完全错误的一种想法。
But it is totally a wrong thinking.
在这种错误的观念之下，以至于我们从来不敢去尝试去发掘我们的恩赐。
Because of this wrong concept, therefore we are not able to discover our gifts and talents.
我们也不敢让圣灵有机会来使用我们。
We dare not ask Holy Spirit to come and use us.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，没有人天生是会服事的。
And brothers and sisters, no one can serve by their own nature.
你不要看那些大讲员那么有恩赐。
Or don't see those big speakers, they have great speakers, they have a lot of gifts.
我告诉你，在他们后面有多少的眼泪跟失败的经验是你没有看见的。
But behind the scene, they have this many tears and many failures that you've never seen before.
所以在服事的过程当中，其实我告诉你，失败是不可避免的。
Therefore, in the process of serving in the ministry, failure is a process.
但你一定要明白，失败只不过是个过程而已。
But you understand that failure is just part of the process.
如果没有经历过这些失败的过程，怎么会有日后的成功呢
？If you do not experience this process of failure, how can you experience the success in the future?
所以让我再次鼓励你，不要害怕失败。
Once again, let me encourage you, don't be afraid of failure.
反而要学习在失败当中长大成熟。
And learn to grow and be mature in the midst of failure.
Amen.
Amen.
事实上，我常觉得我们教会这些年之所以能够在各种环境当中继续成长，有个很重要的原因。
In fact, it's a very important reason how our church can grow in many different areas.
就是我们不害怕失败。
It is because we are not afraid of failure.
我们敢于创新。
We dare to innovate.
敢于修正。
We dare to correct.
也敢于在失败当中成长。
We also dare to grow in the midst of failure.
所以让我鼓励你。
So let me encourage you.
如果在教会当中还没有参与任何侍奉的话
，If you're not involved any ministry in the church,
不要等别人请你了。
Don't wait for people to invite you.
主动的寻找一个合适你的侍奉。
Take initiative to find a ministry that is fit for you.
积极的参与
actively involved
你的生命就自然而然会在神的大家庭当中一同成长
and that your life will grow naturally in this big family of God
Amen
Amen
第三
Third,
要做神忠心的管家
Be a faithful steward
要做神忠心的管家
Be God's faithful steward
弟兄姐今天在神的大家庭当中啊
Brothers and sisters, today in big family of God,
我们不但是神的家人
Not only we are the member of God's family,
我们也更是彼此做管家彼此来服侍
And also we are steward towards one another.
在听哥林多前书在四章第二节里面这样说
1 Corinthians 4 verse 2 tells us,
保罗说所求于管家的是要他有忠心
And how it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
什么是忠心啊
What is faithful?
忠心就是永远把神放在你生活优先次序的第一位嘛。
And faithful is to put God in the first priority of your life.
一个忠心的仆人永远在想主人想要做什么。
And a faithful servant always think of what the master wants to do.
一个忠心的仆人不会一天到晚只想啊我要做什么。
A faithful servant will not just think for himself what he wants to do for himself.
想想看，如果一个仆人一天到晚只想做自己要做的事情
，If a servant every day think of what he wants to do for himself,
那他怎么可能完成主人的工作呢
？How can he accomplish the master work?
忠心就是永远定睛在神的手中。
A faithful is always focused on the Lord himself.
我们看诗篇123篇第二节
，And Psalm 123 verse 2。
这里说看哪仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手使女的眼睛怎么望祖母的手我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神直到他怜悯我们
Psalm 123 verse 2 says As the eyes of the slave look to the hands of their master As the eyes of the female slave look to the hand of her mistress So our eyes look to the Lord our God Till he show us his mercy
你知道以前我读这段圣经其实都 不懂这什么意思
In the past when I read this passage I did not understand what it means.
直到有一次我到非洲去
Until one time I went to Africa,
我才明白这到底是什么意思。
Then I understood what this means.
我还记得有一次我们在多哥短宣
Remember one time we were in short-term mission in Africa?
因为在那个时候我们都是跟万国主教布道团的 Edo 牧师一起去的。
At that time we go together with Pastor Edo of Every Home for Christ.
那时候我们的团队跟 Edo 牧师的团队一起去访一个村落。
At that time Pastor Edo and our team went to visit a village.
在聚会的时候，我跟 Pastor Edo 坐在最前面。
During the meeting, Pastor Edo and I sat in the front.
那我们团队都是在后面。
And then our team was sitting at the back.
我就发现，在聚会当中的时候
，I discovered in the midst of the meeting,
只要 Edo 牧师手一挥
，And as long as Pastor Edo just wave his hand,
他的同工立刻飞奔到前面
，And his coworker rushed to the front.
问他说 ，Pastor Edo， 你想要做什么
？And asked him, Pastor Edo, what do you want to do?
我这阵怎么挥都没人到前面来。
And no matter how I wave my hand, no one comes to the front.
我发现不是他们不忠心了，不是他们不忠心。
It's not that they are not faithful.
而是没这个操练跟训练。
But they are not trained to do that.
我忽然就明白了。
That suddenly I understand.
什么是忠心啊
？What is faithful?
忠心就是像仆人仰望主人的手嘛。
And faithful is a servant look to the hands of the master.
就是注意神的手想要做什么。
And you pay attention to what the hands of God is doing.
所以你看见以斗他们的团队非常注意以斗要做什么。
So Pastor Edo's team pay attention to what Pastor Edo is doing.
他的手一动，他们立刻到前面来。
When he moves his hand, his
team同样，今天我们眼目要定睛在神身上啊。
Similarly, today our hands need to focus on the God.
我们要注意到神现在要做什么。
We need to understand what God is doing now.
我们想要注意到神的心意是什么。
What is God's desire?
我们不是一天到晚关心我们自己关心的事情。
Not just care for what we want to care for ourselves.
我们不是一天到晚做我们自己喜欢做的事情。
Not just want to do what we want to do for ourselves.
忠心就我们眼目定睛在神身上。
Faithful is focus our eyes on God himself.
主，你现在要做什么
？Lord, what do you want to do now?
你现在要我做什么
？What do you want me to do now?
这就是忠心。
So this is faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
那你说我们要怎么样做忠心的管家呢
？How can we be a faithful steward?
第一个一定要爱护神的家。
First of all, we need to love and protect the house of God.
要爱护神的家。
To love and protect the house of God.
哦，弟兄姐妹，如果你真的明白主耶稣有多么爱他的教会
，Brothers and sisters, if you really understand how Jesus Christ loves His church,
耶稣基督不但为教会而来
，Not only He come for the church.
耶稣也为教会而死
He also died for the church
为教会舍己、
He also denied himself for the church
我常想如果耶稣这样爱教会你我怎么能够不深爱教会
If you understand how much Jesus Christ loved the church How much more we also need to love the church
我告诉你无论有时候教会在世人的眼中 看为是多么的残缺不全
In the eyes of the people of the world The church is imperfect
无论甚至在我们自己眼中教会是多么残缺不全。
Even in our own eyes, the church is so imperfect.
但只要耶稣 爱他的教会，我们就不能不爱他的教会。
As long as Jesus Christ loves His church, therefore we must also love the church.
如果耶稣这样舍己为他的教会
，If Jesus Christ denied Himself for the church,
你我就不能不尽全力来爱护神的教会。
Therefore, we need to do our best to love our church.
Amen.
Amen.
你要知道，魔鬼在地上。最重要一个工作是什么
？Do you know what is the most important work of Satan on this world?
他最厉害的一个诡计是什么
？And one of his most serious scheme,
就是用各样的计谋来拆毁、来破坏教会。
He tried every mean, every scheme to destroy and demolish the church.
因为他知道神这么爱教会。
Because he knows how much God loved the church.
魔鬼就是尽力的，就是破坏跟拆毁。
So Satan wants to destroy and demolish the church.
约翰福音十章第十节，耶稣讲得很清楚。
And John 10:10, Jesus says so clearly.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，而且得更丰富。
Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full."
主甚至说我是好牧羊，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, "I am a good shepherd, and a good shepherd die for the sheep."
哇，你看何等的不同啊
！So different.
仇敌的工作就是偷窃、杀害、毁灭。
The world enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy.
可主自己的工作是尽全力舍己保护他的教会。
But Jesus, with all his heart, he wants to deny himself to protect the church.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们真的明白神的心意啊
，Brothers and sisters, today if we would understand God's desire,
我们就不会随便轻看在教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, we will not look lightly.Upon our brother and sister in the church,
我们也不会随意的批评论断。
We will not casually, you know, criticize or judge our brother and sister.
或在背后说人的闲话。
Or gossiping.
因为那这是仇敌想要做的工作。
But this is the work of the enemy.
今天如果你看见教会有破口
，If you see there's a gap in the church,
你看见教会有不完全的地方
，The church has some imperfection.
你就应当全力的参与在其中。
Therefore, you need to involve yourself fully.
要去补足这些缺乏的地方
，and so that you can fill the lack，
能够全力去祷告
，so that you can pray earnestly，
站在破口为教会建立祷告的城墙
，and stand in the gap so that you can build a wall of prayer in around the church。
弟兄姐妹，一旦我们能够同心合意的祷告，我们就能够抵挡仇敌一切的诡计。
And brothers and sisters, if we can unite together in prayer, that we can fight against the scheme of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
要爱护神的家。
So we need love and protect the house of God.
第二
Second,
要供应神的家。
We need to provide for the house of God.
要供应神的家。
To provide for the house of God.
因为圣经很清楚地教导我们。
The Bible very clearly tells us.
要将我们收入的十分之一奉献给神。
To give one tenth of our income to the Lord.
神在马拉基书第三章第十节里面教导我们
In the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 God teaches us
这里说万军之耶和华说你们将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库使我家有粮以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户倾覆于你们甚至无处可容
yeah, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house Test me in this says the Lord Almighty and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be not be room enough to store it.
在这里我们看见一方面十一奉献是神所给我们很清楚的命令。
Here on the one hand we see giving tithe is very clearly God's command for us.
因为说当纳的十分之一要放在神的仓库。
If we give the tithe that is due to God in heaven.
可另一方面看见这是神伟大的应许。
And on the other hand we see this is a great promise of God.
神说你可以以此试试我。
He said, "Test me in this."
哎，你要知道，在圣经当中，神从来不允许我们试验神。
Hey, you need to understand that in the Bible, God do not allow us to test Him.
可是除了这里之外
，except this one,
神容许我们在十一奉献这件事情来试验他。
God allows us to test Him in the matter of tithe.
看是不是他是信实可靠，正如他所应许。
To see whether He is faithful to keep His promise.
你知道，今天我们很多时候期望上帝来祝福我们。
Today, many times we hope that God will bless us.
我们希望神的恩典能够降临在我们身上。
We hope that God's grace will come upon us.
可你们想到过， 什么是神祝福我们的管道、啊、
But have you thought what is the channel of God's blessing to us?
你要神的祝福临到总是一个管道预备好吗
We want God's blessing to flow into our life, but there must be a channel.
否则神就要祝福你都没有地方可以管道可以流到你身上、
啊。Or else God want to bless you, but there's no channel for him to channel his blessing to you.
什么是神祝福我们的管道
So what is the channel of God's blessing to you?
这节圣经讲得很清楚、啊、
But this verse tells us very clearly.
当我们将十一奉献放在神的家中的时候
When you give the tithe to the storehouse of God,
只要打开开天上的窗户倾覆于我们
God's going to open the floodgate of heavens and pour out his blessing unto you
甚至无处可容、啊、
until you not have enough room to store it
十一奉献就是神祝福我们的管道嘛
Tithing is the channel of God's blessing to us
弟兄姐妹今天当我在这里提醒你要十一奉献的时候
So brothers and sisters when I remind you of tithing
一点都不是因为我们教会现在有财务危机
It is not because we have financial crisis in our church
我只是很提醒你一件事情也希望你真的看见这是神所给你一个非常的重要的应许
I want to remind you also tell you this is a very important promise of God
而我一点不想剥夺你在神面前得享祝福的权利
I don't want to take away the right of you receiving the blessing from God
Amen
Amen
那有位农夫啊他一向是对、啊、教会的奉献很慷慨
And one farmer is very generous towards the church offering
他的朋友看到他都觉得很不明白
And his friend doesn't understand why he's so generous
为什么他奉献这么多给教会可是他却越来越丰富呢
Why he gave so much to the church and yet he's so abundant
他们就去问他了
So they go and ask him
他就回答
So he answered this
他答案很简单
So the answer is very simple
每当我从我的仓库铲一铲粮食到神的仓库
Whenever I use my shovel to put one shovel from my storehouse into God's storehouse
那神也一定会从他的仓库铲一铲铲子到我的仓库来
And God will also take a shovel from his storehouse and give it to my storehouse
让他眨一下眼睛
And then he twinkled his eyes
他你知道神的铲子比我的铲子大
I said God's shovel is bigger than my shovel
神的铲子比较大
So God's shovel is bigger than mine
当你纪念神国的需要神必定纪念你的需要
When you remember the need of the kingdom of God God will remember your need
Amen
Amen
当然在今年我们庆祝三十周年的时候我们也希望有一个特别对神的感恩行动
Of course this year when we celebrate our year our church 30th anniversary we want to have this thanksgiving action towards God
我们就特别希望以这个还清建堂的贷款来作为我们对神的感恩奉献
So we hope that we can pay off the debt for our church building fund as a thanksgiving offering to God
你知道我们现在建堂贷款 还剩下多少吗
Do you know how much we have in mortgage right now for our building fund
还剩下多少吗
How much your mortgage
60万而已啊
600,000
六十万对我们教会来讲实在不是太多了。
600,000 to our church is not much.
而且从现在一直到八月三十周年庆典还有三个月的时间。
From now until 30th anniversary in August, we still have 3 months.
我相信只要我们同心合意的摆上这件美事，必定能够成就的。
I believe that if we join our hearts together, this wonderful thing can be accomplished.
所以我鼓励你从现在开始。
So I encourage you from now onwards.
能够对建堂基金奉献多一点。
And you can offer a little bit more for the church building fund.
我们就能在三十周年的时候一同见证神的信实跟丰盛的。
And so that by the time we celebrate 30th anniversary, that we can testify to God's faithfulness and His goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
我已经迫不及待就在三十周年来庆祝这个 debt free 这件事情。
So、I really can't wait to celebrate debt free during our 30th.Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
弟兄姐妹，当我们在教会侍奉这么多年呢
，And brothers and sisters, as you serve in the church for so many years,
看见多少弟兄姐妹在我们其中
，And see how many brothers and sisters in the midst.
我真的越来越看见委身于教会的重要性。
More and more, I see commitment and church is so important.
因为只有当你委身在教会当中的时候
，Only when you commit yourself to the church,
你的灵命才可能突破了
，That your spiritual life can have breakthrough.
你的侍奉才可能有果效
，That your ministry can have.Be effective.
你的生命才能得到真正的满足。
And then your life can have true satisfaction.
事实上，今天无论你做什么事情
，In fact, no matter what you do,
委身都是关键。
Commitment is the key.
只有委身才能带来突破。
Commitment brings breakthrough.
只有委身才能带来突破。
Only commitment will bring breakthrough.
回想这三十年我们走过的路
，As you look back the journey that we have been for the last 30 years,
就从当初很小批的一群信徒
，And starting from this small group of believers,
可是却是很委身的信徒
but they are very committed believers.
我们就发展到今天的地步
so we develop until today.
我常常在想
I often I think,
若今天
today,
我们有将近3000人的会众
we almost 3000 members,
都是每一个人都委身。
If every one of us commit himself,
30年前只有很少数的人。
30 years ago, a small amount of people.
今天若是我们几千人的会众能够同时的委身。
Today, if few thousand members can together commit ourselves.
神在我们中间所能成就的工作是多大多伟大。
So can imagine how great the word of God can be accomplished.
是远超过我们今天所能想象的。
Even more than what we can ever imagine.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我真的邀请每一位弟兄姐妹。
So therefore, I invite every brother and sisters.
我相信神把我们带到这里不是偶然。
I believe that God bring you here is not by accident.
神有一个命定的计划在我们身上。
There is a destined purpose for you.
让我们重新委身。
That once again we can recommit ourselves.
能够在委身在一个属灵教会的一个建造上。
And so that we can commit ourselves to building this spiritual house.
好，我们一同再一次经历上帝伟大奇妙的作
为。That once again we can experience God's great and mighty work.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的，我们再一次献上我们的感谢。
Thank you, Lord. Once again, we give you our thanks.
感谢你在过去三十年奇妙的带领。
We thank you for your amazing leading for the past 30 years.
我们也再次来到你面前，重新的委身在你的手中。
Once again, we come before you, recommit ourselves to you.
让我们真的是学习委身在肢体的生活里面。
Let us learn to commit to our church body life.
委身在教会的侍奉里面。
And also commit to our church ministry.
也委身就做一个忠心的管家。
And commit ourselves to be a faithful steward.
好让你的心意得满足
so that your hearts can be satisfied.
好让你的教会能够被建立起来
so that your church can be established.
让世人看见就归荣耀给你
the people that will see will bring glory to you.
主，我们再次把每一位弟兄姐妹都交在你手中
Once again, we bring our brother and sister into your hands.
感谢你把我们带在生命河的里面
Thank you for bringing us here together in the river of life.
让我们重新摆上我们自己
Once again, as we commit ourselves to you.
在你手中成为你的器皿
to become an instrument in your hands.
不但影响世代
no need to impact generation
更是影响万国万民
also to impact nations and people around the world thank you
感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名祈求
thanksgiving in Jesus victorious name
Amen 再将荣耀归给我们的神
Hallelujah
一同起立我们唱这回应诗歌 Hallelujah
Hallelujah
父神创造地主显明你创造心意，兴起你所拣选的百姓，在这地同心前进，宇宙万物都在叹息。等候你能力彰显，求主释放你的恩膏，哦，神就在这时刻，愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从。
说今天你能够在生命和绝对不是偶然的事情。
Often I say you are in the rule of life, it's never by coincidence.
绝对不是偶然，有一天你忽然间来到这个教会。
It's not by accident that suddenly you come to this church.
不是这样。
No.
神在你身上是有个心意。
God has a will in your life.
神在你身上是有个命定的。
God has a destiny for your life.
神带领你到生命河来。
God has brought you to river of life.
因为神的恩典不能够停留在这里。
Because God's grace cannot be stopped here.
神的恩典要不断的涌流。
And God's grace need to continue to flow.
从你的个人生命当中。
From your individual life.
到你的家庭。
To your family.
到你的工作。
To your work.
甚至到这个国家。
Even to our nation.
到万国万民。
To all nations.
神的心意要生命和只涌流到万国。
God's will is for river of life to flow to all nations.
而你我就是其中的一份子。
And you are part of it, a member.
我们每一个人就是那个小小的生命。
Every single one of us is a small river of life.
神在你身上是个使命。
So there is a mission for you in your life.
神在你生命有个托付的。
There is this trust in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
你要看重这个托付。
You need to pay highly to this trust.
我常说，今天神既然带领我们在这里
，Since God has brought us all here together，
那我们就委身啊。
Therefore, we need to commit。
不然我们在这里干嘛
？Or else, what do we do here？
我们在这里干嘛
？Then what do we do here？
既然神有个命定
，Since God has a destiny，
那我们就全然投入。
Therefore, we need to involve fully，
全然摆上
，Totally commit，
让神能够使用
，So that God can use us。
我再一次说。
Once again, I said,
如果三十年前那么小群的弟兄
姐 30 years ago, such a small group of believers,
因为他们的全然委身
because of they are totally committed,
今天我们看见生命要成长到今天的地步
Today we can see how our church grow to this stage.
我真的很难想象
I cannot imagine.
如果今天我们有几千位弟兄姐妹同样的委身
But we have thousands of members together, we commit ourselves.
神要做怎么伟大奇妙
God can do great and mighty work.
你能够想象吗
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗
Can you imagine?
我不能想象
You cannot imagine
还是远超过我神的想象
Far more than what we can imagine
你不要以为我生命好像已经很大了
Don't think that the rule of life is already big
生命已经做很多工作了
We already have so many work
但神的心意还不满足
But God's heart is not satisfied yet
神的心意不满足
God's heart is not satisfied yet
神要做更大更多的工作
God's going to do great and more work
是远超过我们所能想象
Far more than what you can ever imagine
我们的责任是定睛在主的手。
Our responsibility is to focus ourselves on God.
注意他的手。
And pay attention to His hand.
神啊，你要做什么
？Oh Lord, what are you doing?
神，你要我做什么
？What do you want me to do?
Amen.
Amen.
不是只有牧师需要问这个问题。
Oh, not just pastor need to ask this question.
你也需要问。
But you also need to ask the same question.
每一位弟兄姐妹都需要。
Every brother and sister need to ask this question.
Amen.
Amen.
只有全然的委身才能带来生命的突破
Only when you commit totally then you can bring breakthrough in your life
Amen
Amen
这是我们的渴望
So this is our desire
主愿你荣耀降临
Lord may your glory come
你的世代被你扭转
And so the generation will be changed
愿你复兴降临在我们
Revival will come into our midst
Amen
Amen
这就是你的使命啊
So this is your mission
这是你的托付啊
This is your trust
也许你来生命以前不懂得什么叫神的荣耀
In past you do not know what is God's glory
但现在你明白了
But now you understand
你明白就有责任了
You have the responsibility You have the responsibility
让生命要永留
Let your life flow
Hallelujah
Hallelujah Let your glory flow in this room Let it go Let your glory fall in this room
在我们中间，你还没有接受耶稣做你个人救主的。
If here today you have not accepted Jesus Christ to be your personal savior,
今天是最好的机会。
Today is a wonderful opportunity.
你可以邀请耶稣进入你的生命当中。
You can invite Jesus to come into your life.
你也可以成为这个大家庭中的一份子。
You also can become a member of this big family.
如果你愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主
，If you're willing to accept Jesus to be your personal savior,
请你跟着我一起祷告。
So follow me with this prayer.
祷告一句，请你跟我祷告一句好吗
？I pray a sentence, and you repeat the sentence.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus,
我感谢你。
I want to thank you.
你是我生命的救主。
You are the savior of my life.
我今天愿意悔改归向你。
Today I repent, wanting to turn to you.
接受你。
To accept you.
做我的救主。
To become my savior.
做生命的主。
Become the Lord of my life.
我愿一生跟随你。
I want to follow you all my life.
一生侍奉你。
To serve you all my life.
感谢祷告。
Pray with thanksgiving.
奉耶稣得胜的名。
In Jesus victorious name.
阿门。恭喜你做刚才的祷告，神的儿女了。
You have made this prayer. You are God's children.
我们也邀请你参加我们中午在教会有一个启程福音聚会，邀请你来参加。
For the Mandarin congregation, there is a Alpha course at 1 o'clock.In person, you can join us.
你可以来更多的认识耶稣基督。
You can come to know more about Jesus.
今天在崇拜结束之后
，At the end of our worship service,
我们会为现场弟兄姐妹啊，有一些如果你有身体的病痛、软弱或生活的需要，我们为你祷告。
If you have physical illness or some need in your family, you can come. We want to pray for you.
我们请祷告团队先到台前来好吗
？So let's ask the prayer team come to the front first.
我们已经领受神的祝福。
After we receive the benediction.
祝福之后，我会邀请弟兄姐妹到前面来。
Then you can invite you to come to the front to pray.
让我们领受神的祝福。
Let's receive God's blessing.
亲爱的主，我们再一次献上我们的感谢。
Dear Lord, once again, I want to give you thanks.
因为你从第一天就开始带领这个教会。
From day one, you have been leading our church.
我们在你的恩典当中长大。
That we have grown in your grace.
一直到如今。
Even until now,
我们也再次愿意委身在你手中。
Once again, we want to commit ourselves to you.
求你使用我们。
May you use us.
能够扩展的国度。
To continue to expand your kingdom.
让你的心意得满足。
So that your hearts may be satisfied.
现在主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus.
上帝的慈爱。
The love of God.
圣灵的感动。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
常与众人同在。
Be with us all.
从今直到永永远远。
Now and forevermore.
阿门！再将荣耀归给我们的神。
Amen. God, glory to the Lord.
我们邀请现场弟兄姐妹，如果身体有需要的
，if you physically need，
或者生活有各样的需要的，可以到台前来，好不好？
Come to the front.
我们为你祷告。如果讲英文的，可以在我左手边，好像是这边有些英文祷告团队还是。
For the English speaking, maybe on the left side.
好，愿上帝祝福你们。
God bless you.